Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thanks of God. It's so wonderful to be here in the service of the Lord once again. We're grateful that we are alive and well, that God is still on our side and he's in us now. He's taking us from faith to faith and glory to glory. It's in him we live, move, and have our being. There's nothing better than knowing God and just knowing that he is our Father and he takes care of his children. And he has blessed us to lay down last night in the very image of death, and we woke up this morning in our right minds, and we're able to go and do what he has called us to do. So we're grateful for each and every one who has joined us this morning. And we know that God is doing great things on this Friday, the 25th of June, 2021. This is a wonderful day in the Lord. So we are going to continue to cover our pastor, Scholastica, as she is traveling with her family this weekend or today and yesterday. And we just want to keep each and every one lifted in prayer. So we're going to get started in our prayer this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, how awesome is your name in all the earth. Father, we thank you because you are a great God. You're above all, and we know that you're everywhere. You see all things. All power is in your hands. We thank you that you rule and you super rule. We thank you, Father, today because you are that magnificent Father. My Father, we say hallelujah to your name. Oh, my God, we thank you for Jesus Christ and what he did in coming to this earth. He could have stayed in heaven, but he knew there was a need down here. So we thank you, Jesus, for what you did in coming, giving your life. And we know that you bore those stripes on your back so that we could be healed. So we thank you for healing this morning. We thank you, Jesus, that you hung on that cross and all the pain and the shame. You did it once for all of us. You entered into the grave, but you became victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And because of your victory, we have the victory. So we thank you for the victory this morning. We know, Father, today that we have been transformed by the renewing of our minds. We're no longer who we used to be, Lord. We thank you, Lord, today for just loving us enough to shed that blood. And because of the blood, we are cleansed, and we thank you for the cleansing, atoning blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Jesus, my God, oh my Father, we thank you so much for Jesus has called us friends. He's a friend who's closer than a brother. Hallelujah, and he is the good shepherd, and as his sheep, we know his voice, and a stranger we will not follow. So we thank you, Father, today for all that has been done. In fact, the Holy Ghost is our reminder. You sent the gift of the Holy Ghost. And we say, Holy Ghost, have your way in this place. My God, we know it's not by might, nor by power, but by my said Lord. The Spirit of the living God, all fresh today. Spirit of the living God, continue to lead us and guide us. And teach us, Lord, the things that we need to know, oh God. And help us, Father, to make good, sound decisions for our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for God. My Lord, we thank you for just helping us, oh God, to know that all things are possible when we believe in you, God. All we have to do is just trust in you, God. Believe, oh God, as the scripture has said, out of our belly shall flow rivers of living water. We pray that the living water shall flow this morning and each and every day, God. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. My Father, we just thank you for the fact that we are forgiven, oh God, and we realize we must die daily to sin. There's a war going on between the flesh and the spirit, where we pray that our spirit man will continue to rise, oh God, and be better than our natural man, oh God, to help us, Lord, to stay on a certain natural narrow path, oh God, as we're preparing for eternity, oh God. That is what we're doing. We're preparing for the time when we leave this earth, oh God, because you know that every knee must bow and every tongue must confess the Lord Jesus, my Father. We just thank you so much, oh God, that many more are coming to you, God. Many more family members are making that decision for you, Lord. We continue to pray for them, oh God. We know, Father, today that many are still trapped in their sin, oh God. The enemy has them out there in their dark places, oh God. And, Lord, we just ask and thank you, Father, that they are making a decision for you even now, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you that the Holy Spirit has joined them to you, God. And many of them will make that decision, oh God, and say, yes, I want to be saved and ask for forgiveness and make Jesus Lord and King, Lord. We do realize that there are multitudes in the valley of decision, but we are believing, God, that, oh, my God, many more are coming, Lord, to the kingdom to live for you, God. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that you told us in your word that the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few, but we thank you that we are the few, oh God, who are out there in the highways and byways compelling others to come to you, God. So we thank you, Lord, today for salvation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, oh God. Oh, my Father, we pray for the little children this morning. They're little children, oh God, who are hungry. They're those, oh God, who are being molested in their homes, oh God, being beaten in their homes, Lord. Those who are just being verbally and physically abused, oh God. We pray, God, that you help these children, oh God, and those perpetrators, oh God, that they will realize the error of their ways, oh God, and make a decision to serve you, God. They return from their evil and wicked ways, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We bless you this morning, God. We glorify your name, God, because we realize, oh God, that it's just you, oh God, who's there for each and every person all across the world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for those children who have been hijacked, oh God, or taken hostage, oh God, over there in Nigeria, Lord. We pray for that situation, God, that those children will be released, oh God. And we pray, God, today that these men who are taking these children hostage, oh God, that they will realize and recognize that they need to do something different, oh God, that they need you, Father. They need Jesus Christ in their lives, God. Lord, there's so many different things around this world, oh God, that we just need to pray for and ask you, Father, to help, Lord. Oh, my Father, we know that help comes from you, Lord. So we thank you, Father, today for the help that is coming even to help those, oh God, who are in that hostage situation, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. So we continue to pray. You said to pray without ceasing, oh God. And that's what we want to do, oh God. And we know, Father, today that you're hearing these prayers, oh God. You're hearing the calls, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today, even in our country, oh God, there are children who are being hurt, oh God, each and every day, God. Some don't want to lay down at night because of what will happen when they wake up in the morning and vice versa, God. So we pray, Lord, today for these people, oh God, that are hurting and harming our children to make a decision for Jesus Christ, to come out of the dark places that they're in right now, and receive you as Lord, Savior, and King. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. These teenagers who are being molested, oh God, by their family members and people, who, oh God, who are supposed to be helping them, oh God. We pray, Father, today for them today, oh God. Those who have these scars, oh God, because of what has happened to them, God. We just pray, Father, today that you help them right now. In the name of Jesus, my God, we just pray and loose the spirit of love and peace and joy across the world, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. We bind up every evil and wicked demon, all the demonic spirits, oh God, that have people doing crazy things. That demon of Cain, oh God, that murdering demon. In the name of Jesus, so many people are being shot dead, oh God. These people are shooting into cars, oh God. We pray, God, that these people will be brought to justice and serve time, oh God, and will not be let out on the street, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, I pray for those family members, oh God, who have lost loved ones, these little kids, oh God, who were shot in their cars, oh God. We pray, Father, today for these parents. We pray for those parents who are just mourning at this time, oh God. They're in deep depression, Lord. That you give them some joy, Lord. It's kind of hard, oh God, to see your loved one being shot down, oh God, and die, Lord. So we pray, Father, today that you help them in this hour of grieving, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we pray, Father, that you will help them to realize and recognize that you're there for them, oh God, that you can give them comfort, you can give them peace, Lord. So we thank you for that. And across this land, oh God, we pray for healing. Healing is a children's bread, oh God. You said that healing comes from you, God. And by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed, oh God. So many people are sick in all kinds of sicknesses and diseases, oh God. Many people in the hospital right now, God. And we pray, Father, that you would help those who are there, God, in the name of Jesus. With high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, somebody may have had a heart operation, oh God, and kidney failure, Lord. We pray for that today, God. Those who have arthritic conditions, we decree and declare healing in their knees and legs and joints and whatever is causing that, oh God, that you take away the inflammation in the name of Jesus. Healing, oh God, this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord. There are those, oh God, who have the COVID-19 and different kinds of cancers, God, and we are thanking you, Father, for the healing. Some people are just having bad headaches, oh God, in the name of Jesus, liver disease, God, in the name of Jesus, clean up the bloodstream, oh God. Those with HIV and AIDS, oh God, we do pray, Father, that you heal this morning. In the name of Jesus, completely take that disease out of the body today, God. In the name of Jesus, my God, we thank you, Father, today for the healing. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance. We thank you, Lord, that you're setting them free, God. Somebody has a high fever today, God, and you can bring that fever down, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Low blood pressure, high blood pressure, oh God. Sugar diabetes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we decree and declare that people are being healed today, God. And even when people are eating the wrong kinds of foods, oh God, that are aggravating the situations that they have in their bodies, oh God. We thank you, Father, today that you give them wisdom, you give them knowledge, you give them understanding, oh God, to begin to eat the right foods, oh God, so that they can be healed, Father. In the name of Jesus, my Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray. And we thank you, Father, today for those healings, oh God, those who have mental conditions, oh God. And we know, God, today there are those who are schizophrenic and those who are paranoid, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we do pray for Roderick, my brother, oh God, that you heal his mind, oh God, and save his soul, oh God, and make him every wrist whole, oh God. In the name of Jesus, drug addictions, oh God, because people are depressed, oh God, we pray for those addictions, oh God, that they will no longer be addicted to these drugs and alcohol, oh God. In the name of Jesus, my Father, oh God, and we just come back to the mind, oh God, and those who are depressed, Lord, those who are deep down depressed, oh God, feeling like they don't want to live anymore. We pray, Father, today that you give divine appointments today, God, that people will be connected with somebody, oh God, who has a word for them, oh God, a kind word, oh God, a loving word, God, so that they will realize and recognize that you're there for them, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for that, oh God. I decree that they shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, my Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise your holy and righteous name, oh God. Oh, my Father, we just thank you, Father, today that you're helping our families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I do pray for my daughter and her husband, oh God, in that household, God, that they will have some peace there, that they will come to some kind of agreement, Father. We bind up every spirit of confusion in these marriages, oh God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, Lord, their marriages around the world, oh God, who need you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, let there be peace, oh God. Let there be unity, oh God. And let them fight against the devil together, oh God, because where two or three are gathered in your name, you're in the midst, oh God. And one can put away 1,000, and two can put 10,000 to flight, oh God. They can put the enemy to flight, oh God, as they come together in unity, oh God, in these marriages, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, those who are preparing to be married, oh God, we pray that they would seek you, Father. They would seek your knowledge, oh God, your wisdom, Lord, before they would make that decision. In the name of Jesus, my God, we need love in this world. We need love in this country. We need love, oh God, in our homes, in our schools, and in our workplaces, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, and we bless your holy and your righteous name, oh God. We just thank you for this time of prayer and fellowship. In Jesus' name, I pray and I thank you. I say hallelujah, hallelujah. And amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So we're just going to take some time right now to find out who is here. You can give your name, and if you're not able to pray individually, just say listening, and we'll continue in this hour of power of prayer.
Good morning, my sister. Sister Maria again. God bless you.
Amen. Hear your voice. Evangelist Juanita. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening.
Okay, Glenda.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I'm listening this morning.
Okay. Give me your voice, Sister Gladys. God bless you.
Thank you.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary.
Amen. Give me your voice, Sister Mary. God bless you.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie.
Amen. Good to hear your voice, Sister Marie. Bless you.
Good morning. This is Grace listening.
All right. Sister Grace, good to hear your voice this morning. God bless you. Anybody else? Okay. Well, we're thankful for everyone who's joined us today. Those who are listening, we appreciate you being here, and those who are able to pray. So we're going to ask our Sister Juanita, Evangelist Juanita, if you will pray, and then our Sister Mary, if you will pray when she's done, and we'll continue in this hour of power of prayer. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, precious Lord, our Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for just allowing us, Lord God, another opportunity, Lord God, and another day to come before your throne. Grace, Lord God, we just say thank you, Lord God. Father God, we bless your name this morning, and we thank you, Father God, for your mercies, Lord God, which are new every morning, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Father God, that you continue to look beyond our many faults, and you supply our need, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, that whatever we are in need of today, Lord God, that we can come to you, Lord God, petition you, Lord God, and ask you to strengthen us, Lord God, in those areas, Lord God, of need, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you that we can come to you in faith, Lord God, trusting you, Lord God, and knowing, Lord God, Lord God, that you, Lord God, are able, Lord God, and you are so worthy, Lord God, and for this we just say thank you, Lord God. Father God, I ask in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Lord God, that you will look upon us all, Lord God, and anything that we may have said or done is not pleasing in your sight, Lord God, that you will forgive us, Lord God, that you will convict us, Lord God, and teach us, Lord God, how to speak in a way that we will always, Lord God, or how to conduct ourselves in ways that we will always bring you glory, Lord God. Lord God, even though, Lord God, we know many times we fail, Lord God, but I thank you, Lord God, that you help us, Lord God, to get back on track and to do what you have called us to do, Lord God, and to be all that you have called us to be in you, Lord. We thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Father God, on this day, Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, that as we go out to our various places, wherever we go, Lord God, that you will let your light shine through us, Lord God, that those that see us may not see us, Lord God, but they will see you working in and through us, Lord God, and they will know, Lord God, that we are your children, Lord God, and for this we just say thank you, hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that we can say hallelujah. I thank you that we can just say thank you, Lord God, for being so good and so merciful to us, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that may both seek and adore for hallelujah, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that we can cast every burden, every care upon you because you care for us, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, for the freedom that you've given us in Christ, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, I bless your name that when you touched us this morning with your divine finger of love, we knew, Lord God, that you had given us another opportunity, Lord God. Lord God, to be a light, to be, Lord God, used to and for your glory, Lord God. That you give us another opportunity, Lord God, to spread your word, Lord God. That you give us another opportunity, Lord God, to fight this good fight of faith in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And for this, Lord God, we just say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, I ask you, Lord God, that for each family, Lord God, for each one, Lord God, with this prayer line, Lord God, that you, Lord God, just continue, Lord God, to touch and strengthen us, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to let your word rise up in us, Lord God. Lord God, when we're going through, Lord God, and even when we're just, Lord God, at quiet times, Lord God, let your word rise up in us, Lord God, because we know that your word is truly a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We know that the edges of your word gives a light, Lord God. We know, Father God, that your word does not fail, cannot fail, Lord God. And we thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, that, Lord God, we, Lord God, our servants, Lord God, to the living word, Lord God, which is our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the word that became flesh and dwelt among us, Lord God. And the word is now sitting at your right hand, making intercession for us, Lord God. Lord God, standing in the gap for us, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah. Lord God, I bless your name, Lord God, that we are a force in this world, Lord God. Lord God, that we are strength in this world, Lord God. Lord God, that we, Lord God, are those, Lord God, that are able, Lord God, to have the ability, Lord God, to make a change, Lord God, wherever we go, because we are your children, Lord God. Lord God, so I ask you, Lord God, that wherever we go and whatever you call us to do, Lord God, that we will not, Lord God, bow down or back down, that we will never be ashamed of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that we will be those, Lord God, that will raise up our voices, Lord God. Lord God, that we will be those, Lord God, that will stand firm when no one else wants to stand in the word or on the word, Lord God, that we will stand, Lord God. Lord God, trusting you, Lord God, and thanking you, Lord God, for allowing us to be used to and for your glory, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, Lord God. So, Father, God, I bless your name, Lord God, for the prayers that have already gone up, Lord God, the prayers for those that are being held in bondage by the enemy, Lord God. Father God, we know, Lord God, those yokes can be broken in the name of Jesus, Lord God. The prayers, Lord God, for those, Lord God, that are being mistreated, Lord God, that are being molested, Lord God, that are mean of being abused, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, as we continue to pray in faith, Lord God, that these strongholds will be broken, Father God. We believe and trust in you for that, Lord God, and we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, Lord God, for the prayers that have gone up that to tell us, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to fight this good fight of faith, not to give up, Lord God. Lord God, because we know, Lord God, that you are our very present help, Lord God, in times of need. And there's never a time we don't need you, but we must press on and hold on and not give up. So I pray, Lord God, for each one of my brothers and sisters on this prayer line, each one of my brothers and sisters in Christ, Lord God, that we will not give up, Lord God, but we will endure any hardship that comes our way as good soldiers, Lord God, that we will stand upon your word, Lord God, that we will recognize and remind ourselves that the greater one resides in us, Lord God, that we have power and authority in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord God, that we will know, Lord God, that we are truly a force, Lord God, in this life, Lord God. And Lord God, I just thank you so much for who you are. Thank you, Father God, for blessing us with another day, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for blessing us with the strength, Lord God. Lord God, to press on us, to hold on to you and to your unchanging hand. Thank you, Father God, for loving us the way you love us, Lord God, that you continue to look beyond our faults. You continue to make a way where there seems to be no way. You continue to open doors, Lord God. You continue, Lord God, to strengthen us when we feel weakened, Lord God. You continue, Lord God, to love us, Lord God, because you tell us that love never fails, and we thank you for your unfailing love. So, Lord God, again, I just thank you, Father God, for the privilege and opportunity, Lord God, to bless your name, to come before your throne of grace, to lift you up, to exalt you, and to magnify you, to say yes, Lord God, to you, to your word, to your will, and to your way, to say yes, Lord God. I'll go, Lord God. I'll go, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for the desire, Lord God, to go and to do thus says the Lord, to be used for you, Lord God. Thank you so much, Lord God. Lord God, just bless your name, Lord God, for this day, Lord God, this day that we have never seen before, Lord God. But in this day, Lord God, as we move around and go about our various activities, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, that we will shine, Lord God. Lord God, that we will recognize, Lord God, that we have power and authority in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that we will shine, Lord God, and those that see us, Lord God, will not see us, but they will see you working in and through us, Lord God, and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we are your children. So we just thank you, Father God, for this opportunity and this privilege, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for every prayer request, Lord God, that will come forth and has come forth, Lord God. I thank you for your answers, Lord God. I thank you for the faith to trust you, Lord God. Lord God, I thank you for the patience to wait, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, for all your yeas and amen. I just thank you for being so good, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You don't change, Lord God. You love us, Lord God, regardless, Lord God. And we thank you for your love that's unfailing, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for endurance today, Lord God. I pray for endurance and perseverance in each and every one of our lives, Lord God. And I just thank you for it, Lord God. So I just bless your name, Lord God, for allowing us, Lord God, to come together this morning, Lord God, to be in your presence, Lord God. Lord God, to worship you, to honor you, Lord God, and to exalt your holy and righteous name. Thank you for who you are, Lord God, because we give you glory, Lord God. We give you honor and we give you praise because you and you alone deserve it. There is none like you. There is none like you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God. Oh, see that those fire. Lord, there is none like you, Lord God. None like you, Lord. And we thank you, Father God, that you're so worthy, Lord God, that you're so good, that you're so able, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that we know who you are. Thank you for calling us out of darkness to walk in your marvelous light. Thank you, Father God, for taking us off that trip, Lord God, that we were on our way to hell, Lord God. But you turned us around, Lord God, and put us on that path that leads to everlasting life. Lord, we thank you for that, Lord God. And, Lord, those that we're standing in the gap for, Lord God, point that they will turn away from their evil and wicked ways. They'll be released from the enemy, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in faith, Lord God, because we know you're able, Lord God. So we're just going to stand and trust you, Lord God, to do, Lord God, what you only you can do, Lord God, to turn them around. But we're going to continue to pray in faith, Lord God, and believe you, Lord God. We're going to continue to go into them places, Lord God, that no one else may want to go in, Lord God. But as you lead us into those places, Lord God, we're going to go, Lord God, but claiming souls and claiming territory for your kingdom, Lord God. Because, Lord God, you don't desire that any soul should be lost, Lord God, but that all should come to repentance, Lord God. So I thank you, Father God, that you will use us in these areas, Lord God, to stand, to pray, to encourage, Lord God, and not to back down nor bow down, Lord God, but to lift up the name of Jesus. So again, I just thank you, Father God, for hearing our prayers. Thank you for those that will come forth. Thank you, Father God, for who you are. For all that you do, for your love that does not fail. Thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who has done for us what we could not do for ourselves. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, I pray and give you thanks. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory be to God. God, we're so grateful this morning, Lord God. God, we come giving you glory, lifting up your name, Lord God, lifting you up, O Lord God, this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for being in the midst of us, as we gather together, Lord God, on one accord, Lord God, with one purpose in mind, Lord God, to come and lift you up, to come and pray and to hear and be in agreement with the good things that you have promised us, O Lord God, in your word, Lord God. God, we give you glory this morning. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We are so grateful, O Lord God, to see another day, Lord God. We're so grateful, Lord God, to be among the living, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for covering us, O Lord God, as we laid down and slept last night, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for taking care of us, O Lord God, protecting us, O Lord God, sending the angels, O Lord God, all around about us, letting no harm and no hurt come upon us, O Lord God. And we just glorify you, God. We give you glory, Lord God. We're so thankful, Lord God, that we can wake up early this morning, Lord God, before things get so busy, Lord God. We can go come before you, Lord God, praying, Lord God, warring off anything, any hurt, any harm, any danger, Lord God, that is before us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we can stand right now, Lord God, and we can come before you and say hallelujah, glory be to your name, Lord God, and lift you up, Lord God, and thank you, Lord God, for a new day, Lord God, a new day, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. You said in your word, this is the day that you have made, Lord God, and we will be happy and glad in it, Lord God, and be thankful and grateful, Lord God, for all that is in it, Lord God, all the promises, all the blessings, Lord God, all the things that you've given us, especially the power and authority, Lord God, to war off any demons and devil that may be trying to lurk around us in any capacity, anywhere we may go this day, Lord God. We come before you this morning, giving you glory, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, thanking you, Lord Jesus, oh Lord God. We bless your name, Lord God. We bless you this morning, Lord God. And God, we ask you, Lord God, to just continue to bless each and every one of us on this line, Lord God. Thank you for our obedience, oh Lord God, to rise up early, Lord God, to rise up early, Lord God, just to say hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Lord God. So, God, we honor you this day. We thank you for your divine favor, Lord God, that is upon us. Thank you, Lord God, for a good week, Lord God, thus far that we have had, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, the things that we our circumstances and things that has happened all around us, oh, Lord God, but it has impressed us to pray more, Lord God. To know, Lord God, that you are a God that never fails, oh, Lord God, to continue to lift your name up, Lord God, to uphold you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to say greater is he that is within me than he that is in the world, Lord God. God, we are so grateful, Lord God. We're so grateful, Lord God. We are so grateful, Lord God, that you're a God that truly never, never fails, oh, Lord God. A God know that a God that knows the ending from the beginning and the beginning from the ending, Lord God. A God that is nothing, knows that there is nothing new under the sun that hasn't been done, Lord God. But a God that loves us so much that gave his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that we may live and have eternal life and have that abundantly while on earth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, while things happen and things are happening all around us, oh Lord God, we are a faithful people, Lord God, to continue to give you praise, continue to give you glory, continue to hope, Lord God, in you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Continue, Lord God, to trust your promises, oh, Lord God. And God, we're thankful that we are people that can continue, Lord God, to believe, Lord God, and to know, Lord God, that salvation is coming, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, among our friends, oh, Lord God, our neighbors and our community, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. We are a grateful people, Lord God, to know, Lord God, that you never fail us, oh, Lord God, that, Lord God, that you are in the midst, oh, Lord God, in the midst of those that are facing, you know, trouble, having a heavy heart this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we give you glory, and we just praise your name, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Those circumstances happening all around us, oh Lord God, we are praying, oh Lord God, for those people that just really next door to us, oh Lord God, and with the building collapsing, oh, Lord God, over in Florida, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, we're praying, Lord God, for every frontline worker, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, every fireman, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, every medical care people that are there in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we are praying that you cover them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, that they may know their job, oh Lord God, but be in the midst of them, Lord God. Give them wisdom, oh Lord God, how to handle the situation, Lord God, as they try and find those that have been missing, Lord God, in this incident, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we're praying for them this morning, Lord God. We're standing in agreement, oh Lord God, for the heavy hearts, oh Lord God, of the loved ones that are still missing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying for protection. We're praying, Lord God, that you cover them, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God. And, Lord God, we are thankful, Lord God, that you are God of miracles, oh, God. You are a God of miracles, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. So we are asking you, Lord God, as this situation continues to unfold, Lord God, we're asking you, Lord God, that for miracles, oh, Lord God, to take place, oh, Lord God. We're thankful, Lord God, that we know that you know all things, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we are asking you to cover them and continue to protect them, Lord God, in this situation in Florida, Father God, with the building collapsing, Lord. And God, we continue to give you glory. We continue to bless your name, Lord God. We're thankful, oh Lord God. Thankful, oh Lord God, that we can gather together, Lord God, and even pray for our family members, oh Lord God. You know them by name, Lord God. But as we call them out in our hearts, oh Lord God, to you, Lord God, we are saying this is another day, Lord God. This is another chance, oh Lord God, that you have given us, oh Lord God, to intercede for our loved ones, oh Lord God, and to pray, Lord God, that they may come to know you, Lord God, that this be a great weekend, Lord God, a great weekend, Lord God, that they may stay focused, Lord God, on you, Lord God, to realize, oh God, that they must be saved, Lord God, to ask them the question, what can I do to be saved? What can I do to have that joy and to have that peace in my life and to rest at night, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and God, that you may visit them, Lord God, even in the midnight, Lord God, hours, oh Lord God, that they will say, Lord, have mercy on my soul, Lord God. Lord, save me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Heal my body, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, give our loved ones, oh Lord God, our family members, oh Lord God, those men and women, boys and girls that we're even in our thoughts, oh Lord, even on our prayer list, oh Lord God, give them a heart, Lord God, to cry out to you, Lord God, for salvation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, for they know, Lord God, that there is a God. They know that, Lord God, that there is goodness out there. There is goodness in this world, Lord God. So, God, so we just pray, Lord God, that you perkin their spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And wherever they go, Lord God, that they may see, Lord God, your kindness, oh Lord God. Hear of your love, Lord God. See your love. Feel your love, Lord God. And feel your presence, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, we thank you, Lord God, for salvation for our families this morning. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you are God that never fails, oh God. And God, that you hear our prayers as we cry out to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, we're thankful, oh God, for healing this morning, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are God that heals, oh Lord God. God, you know us, oh Lord God. You know our situation, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you know that where we need healing, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray this morning, Lord God, that as we made petition to you, Father God, to take care of, to heal our bodies, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, heal our pains where we are hurting. In the name of Jesus, let it come forth right now. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, let this not be a circumstance that we have to worry about over and over again, but let us trust in you, Lord God. Trust in you, Lord God. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ that gave his life, Lord God, that we may be healed, Lord God, throughout our bodies, oh Lord God, in our minds, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, even in circumstances, oh Lord God, that has come about us, oh Lord God, maybe in debt, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Lord God, we ask you to heal every situation, Lord God, every petition that we are made before you, Father God. We stand on your word, Lord God. You said in your word, if we cry out, Lord God, if we call out, Lord God, you hear us, oh Lord God. And God, we are standing on your healing power, Lord God, the healing power that is in Jesus Christ for us, oh Lord God, and even in us, oh God, in us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're thankful, Lord God, that you are God that never fails, oh Lord God, and you hear us and heal us, oh Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus. We're thankful, oh Lord God, for deliverance, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, you said you came to God to deliver them all, Lord God. That you heal them and sent the deliverance and delivered them all, Lord God. So we just send the word, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, of healing and deliverance, oh God, right now in Jesus' name, Lord God. And God, that you would deliver our some of our family members, oh, Lord God, those that we know, Lord God, that are abusing their bodies, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, deliver them this day, Lord God. Let them not go another day, Lord God, and agony and pain and in destruction of their minds, oh, Lord God. God, you are the great healer, the great deliverer, oh, Lord God. So, God, we are praying this morning, Lord God, standing on your word, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Lord God, to God, just as you said you came to save them all, Lord God, to heal them all, Lord God, and deliver them all, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. So, God, we are thankful and grateful, Lord God, of your goodness and of your mercy, Lord God. God, of who you are, Lord God, in our lives, oh God. And God, as we continue to go forth in this day, Lord God, oh God, praying, Lord God, for our covering, Lord God, and our protection, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, as we put on the whole armor of God this day, Lord God, over our families, oh Lord God, over our lives, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, cover us with the blood of Jesus this day, Lord God, in Jesus' name, oh Lord God, that we may continue to stand, Lord God, stand, Lord God, on your word and on your promises, oh Lord God, letting, Lord God, the Holy Spirit just continue to lead us and guide us. Guide us in all truth and all righteousness, O Lord God. The Holy Spirit to continue to be our comforter this day in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we are thankful, Lord God. We are thankful, Lord God, that you are our help, Lord God, and our strength, Lord God. Even our song, O Lord God, this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. You said, Lord God, the joy of the Lord is our strength, Lord God. Bring that among us this day in the name of Jesus. Let us have joy, unspeakable joy, Lord God. Let it be full of glory, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, despite all that is around us, despite all our requests, O Lord God, for prayer and for need, Lord God, for our family, Lord God. Let us find that joy, Lord God, that is strength, Lord God, to us, oh God, in the name of Jesus this day, Lord God. God, comfort us, oh Lord God, in a special way, Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus. Be our shalom, Lord God. Be our God of peace, Lord God, this day in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Jesus, God, be our God, Jehovah Nisa, Lord God, our banner this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we're thankful, Lord God, that you're before us, oh Lord God, as we know, as we started off early, Lord God, worshiping you, Lord God, giving you glory, Lord God, standing in one accord and one agreement, Lord God. God, we did the first thing right, Lord God, because you're in our hearts, oh Lord God, this morning, Lord God. You're on our minds, oh Lord God, this morning, Lord God. So God, we are thankful, Lord God. We are thankful, Lord God, that we're among the living, Lord God, that we can pray, Lord God. We can sing, Lord God. We can shout, Lord God. We can see the wonders work of your, of the kingdom, Lord God, of your glory, Lord God, just as we are entering, going to our jobs, oh Lord God, this morning, Lord God, finding a day of peace and rest, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we are thankful and grateful, Lord God, of your goodness, Lord God. God, who you are, Father God. So God, we thank you this morning. I thank you for each and every one of my brothers and my sisters that is online, Lord God. The kings, oh Lord God. The queens, oh Lord God. The warriors, oh Lord God. The intercessors, oh Lord God. God, I am grateful, Lord God. The ministers and the pastors, oh Lord God. God, all that you have, Lord God, in our hearing, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And God, I'm praying a blessing, Lord God, and a blessing of covering, Lord God, over them, Lord God, as we proceed through this weekend, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Cover us, keep us, oh Lord God. Protect us, oh Lord God. God, and be our restorer, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, as we go forth, Father God, in this week, this weekend and this day, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you're covering those that are traveling to and fro, Lord God, God, and the airways, the riverways, God, and roadways, God. You are with them, Lord God. Thank you for covering them, Lord God. Be that beacon, Lord God, the beacon of light, Lord God, as they travel, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Keep them safe, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So, God, we're thankful, Lord God. We're grateful, Lord God. We give you glory, Lord God. We shout hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Lord God. Thank you for being among us, in the midst of us. Thank you, Lord God, for being with us always, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for your promises, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we give you glory, and I thank you for each and every one of us on this line, Lord God. In Jesus' name, may you be blessed among Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Thank God for these awesome prayers from our evangelist Juanita and Sister Mary, and everybody here being in agreement with these prayers. That is so awesome. Right now what we're going to do is we're going to take prayer requests. If you have a request or a testimony, you can share that right now. Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I'm just grateful for the prayer and everything that went forth today, and the prayers that have already been, you know, prayed for. Just giving God the glory and the honor and the praise for just praying, you know, to be stay consistent and, you know, and committed to God and His what His will is for me in my life. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning. I have a prayer request. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to say good morning to everyone. Y'all can pray along with me for my grandson. He's like 26, but he's on the probation, and he's supposed to be in his parents' house, but he's like doing what he want to do, and what the Lord let me know that he do know right from wrong. But I just pray and ask y'all to pray with me that I'll be able to hold up, that I might be able to continue on breathing and going on with my life, you know. If the Lord let me know, He knows right from wrong, and I'm just asking for my strength and support. Thank you so much.
Amen. What is your grandson's first name?
Excuse me.
What is your grandson's first name?
Oh, Jaquan.
Jaquan.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else with a prayer request or a praise report?
Good morning, Marie, and I have two. One of them is for the girl, Joy, who has a cyst in her mouth, in her jaw, and a hole in there, and they're supposed to be doing surgery July 28th. So let's pray for healing for that. And, you know, that God will be done and be with them if they have to do the surgery. And also, let's pray for Terica. Terica is trying to download her job from one job, from two or three jobs to one job, two jobs. She want to go from one, from three to two. So let's pray that God show her favor and her heart's desire for to downsize the number of jobs that she has. And be able to live on that salary.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
This is Sister Juanita. I have a praise report. Praise God. I went in on Tuesday for treatment, and they told me I spiked the temperature. So, you know, all these questions were raised, and they did all these different tests. And I kept telling them, you know, that I was okay. But then my temperature rose again while I was there. But praise God, adrenaline test, blood culture, urine analysis, chest x-ray, and all those other stuff they wanted me to do. And they couldn't find their puzzle. Their puzzle, because they can't find anything. So I kept telling them they weren't going to find anything. So I just want to praise God and thank God for His mercy, you know, that He just keeps us. You know, things may attempt to rise up, but we know that God holds us in the palm of His hand, and He says no weapon formed against us will prosper. They form, but they will not prosper. So whatever it is that was attempting to attack this body didn't succeed in the name of Jesus. So I'm just grateful for that.
Okay.
And that's praise you for it.
Amen. Praise God. Let's give God praise for that praise before. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
All the prayers that were prayed
so, Lord God.
And my
in the name of the Father who are in heaven, have me in the name of the Son that will be done on earth and in heaven. Father, give us the hereby we pray. Give us the day our daily bread. Give us the prayer.
And
our righteous. Guide us. For you are our kingdom and our power and our glory, Lord. We love you all. We hope that we will be able to make it each day.
Thank you so much for the Lord.
Amen.
We thank you for
the right thing.
Be our God of peace, Lord God. It's in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Lord, it is
in
the name of
Jesus, Lord God. Jehovah, our
God.
Of our body, the temple of the Holy Spirit. That is what we're focusing on.
We don't want to limit what our Heavenly Father has in store for us because of our physical body. Sometimes if you're not feeling well or your body's not working right, you're not able to be effective as you would be if you were in good shape. So we thank God that He is healing those who are sick. And our scripture is in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20. And it says, do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God, and that you are not your own property? You were bought with a price. You were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made His own. So then honor and glorify God with your body. That's the amplified version of 1 Corinthians 6 and 19. So as you're fasting, there are different kinds of fasts that you can do. Everybody can't do the same fast because of maybe physical limitations at this time, but choose whichever fast you're going to do and be in prayer, be listening to the voice of God, take down notes. I encourage people to have a little notepad. I have an ongoing calendar where I take notes all the time. So, you know, I just encourage you to write down what the Lord is speaking to you at the time that you're doing your fast. And even without having a fast, you can still take notes when you're praying. You listen to the voice of God, and then you can hear what He's saying, and you'll be able to go in the right direction and make the right moves and say the right things and be able to be victorious because the Lord Himself has given us the power to get wealth, and we want to be in a wealthy place spiritually as well as naturally. As we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, all the things that we need shall be added unto us. So as we're about to leave, I do appreciate everybody being here. We're coming up on the weekend, and we know that God will bless us to have an awesome weekend, and we pray that you will have a better weekend this weekend than you did last weekend. As our pastor, the last of us, tells us each Friday, we do appreciate you being able to come together in the morning. So I decree this morning that every brother and sister in Christ is going to repel every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us. We reject it, and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender, and we are covered by the blood of Jesus, and we have on the whole armor of God, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against us shall be condemned. And I decree this morning that the angels of God are there to protect us, so we thank the Lord for sending His angels to protect us as we go from one destination to the next. No accidents or incidences as we travel. And I'm glad today that we can make a declaration that our family is covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we resist the devil and he flees in the name of Jesus. I decree that we seek the face of God. And though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil. And I decree that we will cast all of our cares upon Him, for He cares for us. And we delight ourselves in the Lord, and He gives us the desires of our hearts. So I thank you for being here, and we're going to continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength. Yes, He is. And He will make our feet like hind feet, and He will put us in a sure place. He will help us to walk upon those high places. And as we go, let's remember we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. I love each and every one of you, and I pray that God blesses you abundantly, and that includes our evangelist Juanita, our sister Glenda, our sister Gladys, our sister Teresa, our sister Mary, our sister Marie, our pastor Apostle Horsey, our pastor Scholastica, our sister Grace, our sister Yvonne, our sister Charlotte, our sister Renee, our sister Marcella, our sister Sheila, our sister Darlene B, our sister Darlene M. We thank God for everyone. If I didn't call your name, our sister Lois, we pray that you will continue to be blessed anyhow, through the word of God and through the faith that you have in our Lord. So let us go in peace and be whole. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.